At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. This family discipleship resource utilizes material from Lifeway's Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together. Hi, I'm Bethany, and I am here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources. Used here with permission. The lesson covers Daniel 7 through 12. Feel free to hit pause and read Daniel 7 through 12 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. Our key passage for this unit is 1 Corinthians 10:31. This will be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God." Prophecy passages are often some of the most difficult passages in all of Scripture to understand. As verses are filled with mysterious visions and future descriptions, we might be challenged to determine what the symbols represent and how we should think about them in relation to the past, present, and future. And while specific interpretations for prophecies can be disputed, the point of prophecy in Scripture is clear. God is in absolute control of everything, past, present, and future. Daniel's prophecies, in particular, are interesting because they contain such detailed descriptions of the rise and fall of earthly kingdoms. Strange apocalyptic visions are mixed with real-world historical prophecies to form a complex understanding of God's power over the present and His plan for the future. God uses prophecy literature to remind us that even though we don't know the future, He does. These chapters in Daniel remind us that God is completely sovereign over human affairs and governments. Daniel sees visions that represent great kingdoms of the world. All of them pale in comparison, however, to the greatness of the kingdom that God will establish and that the Son of Man will rule over. God's reign is not temporary or limited. Daniel reminds us that we can trust God, who controls all of history, with whatever may be happening in our own lives. Additionally, Daniel 10 points to the reality of spiritual warfare. An angel revealed that Daniel's prayer had been heard, but that a delay had happened in the spiritual realm. If we are honest, most of us live without a thought about the spiritual battles happening around us. The delay of the angel showed that the battle in the spiritual realm was intense and real. And while the battle may rage, even the most powerful forces of the spiritual world offer no real opposition to the will and power of God. Even when answers seem distant or delayed, God is working in ways we may never be able to comprehend to bring about His good plan. Let's pray. God, You showed Daniel Your glory and power over all the kings and kingdoms of the earth, and we trust that You are in control. Help us glorify You as we excitedly wait for Jesus' return. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. What did you learn about God through our story? 2. What can you do when you feel scared or uncertain? 3. How will God one day make everything right? Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore God brought His people home in Ezra 1 through 3.